Hey everyone! Welcome to the Builder's Briefing for April 13th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed one today.
Yeah, we do. Autonomous agents that ship code while you sleep, Anthropic quietly hiking your API bill, and someone running multiple 10K MRR companies on a $20 a month stack. Let's get into it.
All right, so the big story today is Ralph. It's a new open-source autonomous AI agent, and the concept is simple but kind of radical. You hand it a product requirements document, and it runs in a loop until every single item in that PRD is done. We're not talking about a copilot here. This thing breaks down tasks, writes code, tests it, iterates on failures, and just keeps going.
Right, and what's wild is the interface shift this represents. We've gone from AI helps you code to AI executes your spec. Like, you're not pair programming anymore. You're project managing an autonomous builder.
Exactly. It's already at about 2,600 stars on GitHub, so clearly builders are resonating with this. And here's the part that really got me. If Ralph works as advertised, your product thinking becomes the bottleneck, not your implementation speed. That's a real inversion.
That's interesting because it means your PRD is basically source code now. Like, the quality of your spec directly determines the quality of your output. Which, honestly, a lot of teams are not ready for. Most PRDs I've seen are not great.
No, they're not. But that's the unlock, right? If you're a founder or a product person, start treating your PRDs like the most leveraged artifact you produce. And if you're building AI dev tools, study Ralph's loop and error recovery patterns. Because expect every serious coding tool to adopt this loop until done architecture in the next 6 months.
The competitive moat shifts from better code completion to better task decomposition and self-correction. That's a whole different game.
Okay, moving to AI and models. Two stories here that pair really well. First, Berkeley's RDI Lab published research showing they basically broke the top AI agent benchmarks. They gamed them, exposed that high scores don't mean real-world reliability.
This is one of those, we all suspected it, but now there's a paper moments. If you're evaluating agent frameworks for production, stop trusting leaderboards. Build your own domain-specific evals. There's no shortcut.
100%. And speaking of trusting your vendors, Anthropic quietly downgraded their prompt cache TTL back on March 6th. No announcement. And Claude Code users are now getting hit with significant cost spikes. There's an issue thread on the repo and people are not happy.
Ouch. So if you're relying on caching for cost control with Claude's API, and a lot of people are for long-running sessions, go audit your bills right now. Like, today. And maybe restructure your prompts to minimize cache misses. This is exactly why you need cost monitoring baked into your LLM pipelines.
Yeah, API economics can shift under you overnight with zero warning. Quick mention too, there's a cool repo called Blender MCP that wires up a multi-agent AI hedge fund team using Model Context Protocol. The actual use case is niche, but the signal is that MCP is becoming the default glue for multi-agent systems. If you're building agent orchestration, that's the protocol to bet on. All right, let's talk infrastructure, because this one's a banger. Someone published a detailed breakdown of running multiple SaaS companies, each doing $10,000 MRR on a $20 a month stack. No Kubernetes, no serverless, just a VPS and SQLite.
I love this so much. It's a masterclass in right-sizing. If your burn rate includes 500 plus a month in infra and you don't have product market fit yet, you need to read this and simplify. Link in the briefing.
There's also a practical guide to building a full SaaS using only EU infrastructure, no US cloud providers at all. Covers hosting, email, payments, auth, everything on EU sovereign infra. If you're selling to EU enterprises or government, that's your compliance shortcut right there.
That's super timely with all the data sovereignty stuff happening. I could see that becoming a real differentiator, not just a compliance checkbox. A
couple of DevTool highlights. VoiceBox hit 2,000 stars. It's an open-source voice synthesis studio, basically a local, no-API cost alternative to 11labs. If you're building anything with voice, check it out.
Oh, nice. And I saw there's a tool called Open Usage for tracking your SaaS subscriptions against actual usage. Simple idea, but if your team has 15-plus subscriptions, it pays for the setup time in the first month by killing stuff you forgot you were paying for.
Also, there's a thoughtful piece on pHool, which is a patch-based distributed version control system that isn't Git, uses mathematically sound patch theory instead of snapshot-based diffing. Really interesting if you're thinking about conflict resolution in AI-generated code merges.
That's one to watch. As agents write more code and you have multiple agents touching the same repo, the merge problem is going to get way worse. Git wasn't designed for that world.
And one more. Elevendi, the popular static site generator, appears to be winding down. If you've got sites on it, don't panic, it still works. But for new projects, start looking at Astro or Hugo. It's another reminder that single maintainer open source carries real risk. Quick hits! Someone got Doom running over curl, because of course they did.
Obviously. That's a law of nature at this point. Anything that can run Doom will run Doom.
Researchers achieved 447 terabytes per square centimeter at zero retention energy using atomic scale memory on fluorographing. That is a bonkers number. Also, a U.S. appeals court declared a 158-year-old home distilling ban unconstitutional, and seven countries now generate 100% of their electricity from renewables.
Wait, home distilling is legal now? I feel like that's going to be undersold today compared to the AI stuff, but that's a big deal for certain communities.
Ha! Huh.
All right, let's land this. Three patterns converging today. One, autonomous agent loops like Ralph are making PRDs the new source code. Invest in writing precise specs this week. That's your new leverage point.
Two, Anthropic's silent cache change is a reminder to build cost monitoring into your LLM pipelines. Whether it's open usage or something custom, just do it. You cannot afford to be surprised by your API bill.
And three, the $20 a month SaaS stack proves that infrastructure minimalism is a competitive advantage. Resist the urge to over-provision before you have paying users.
Write better specs, watch your costs, keep your stack simple. That's a solid week right there.
That's the Builder's Briefing for April 13th. All the links are in the show notes. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, go build something.
See you all tomorrow. Happy shipping.